Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, April 19th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Jury set and Omar arrested. Close call at Reagan and another one leaves California. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. A juror was dismissed from the Trump trial after she told the court, "It would be hard for me to maintain impartiality and fairness." She told the court that she got calls from friends and family members, and things were said that led her to come to the conclusion that she cannot be fair as a juror. I say good for her. The fact that she realizes how difficult it is to be fair and the fact that she understands her own biases, I think makes her the most qualified. Way better than the person who is biased but thinks, oh, I'm not biased at all. Like another juror who was dismissed, who turns out was arrested in the 90s for tearing down political posters. That person said they can remain fair and unbiased. I much more trust the first juror, but they were both dismissed. One juror said she could be impartial even though her son works for a Democratic congressman. They ultimately found 12. Five alternates will be decided today. One woman, who will eventually decide Trump's fate, called him selfish and self-serving, but the judge allowed her to be on the jury because she then said, oh yeah, but I can still be fair and impartial. Opening arguments start on Monday. 108 people were arrested by NYPD on charges of criminal trespass at Columbia University. It was a part of a pro-Palestine protest that began as their university's president testified in front of a House committee regarding her school's response to anti-Semitism. The president of Columbia looking to avoid the same fate as her colleagues at University of Pennsylvania and Harvard. Ursa Hersey, the daughter of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, was among those arrested. She's a student at Barnard across the street. She's been suspended from her university. It's just a matter of time. There was another close call at Reagan Airport. One plane was given permission to cross a runway at the exact moment when another plane was given permission to take off from that runway. They stopped 300 feet from each other. We're averaging one close call a day in America. I talked the other day with the lawyer behind a class action lawsuit that's claiming that the FAA changed the air traffic control test from a merit-based test to a race-based questionnaire. Their claim is they're no longer taking the best for the job based on merit alone. Tokio Marine America Insurance and Trans-Pacific Insurance Company saying they're leaving California. Add that to State Farm, Allstate, Farmers Insurance, and The Hartford that are not accepting new insurance applications in California. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, as predicted, all 51 Democrats in the Senate voted against convicting Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas of high crimes and misdemeanors. Thus, Mayorkas walks away from his impeachment in the House. Now, no one believed the hapless Mayorkas, a weak, inarticulate bureaucrat, would be held to account for the disaster on the southern border. But certainly President Biden and the Democratic Party should feel the scorn of voters in November. There is no question that failing to follow U.S. immigration law has damaged the country, and Mr. Biden is almost solely responsible for that. His executive orders demolished Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which at least contained some of the lawlessness down there. Under Biden's destructive executive orders, perhaps as many as 10 million foreign nationals have illegally crossed the borders. Essentially, Joe Biden and his followers are fine with allowing people entry into this country to await asylum hearings, which are years away. These migrants are unsupervised and most dependent on U.S. entitlements, which are estimated to cost taxpayers more than $1 trillion. Also, according to congressional data, more than 600,000 migrants have criminal records in their home countries and are now at large here. Madness? You bet. As Biden would say, I'm not being facetious. Yet when Election Day rolls around, millions of Americans will vote for the border destroyers. That's the worst thing of all. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Nancy Smith in West Monroe, Louisiana. My husband and I cannot understand why so many folks are supporting Palestine and Hamas against Israel, especially those who are Jewish. Can you help us, O'Reilly? Yeah, I can. The far left sees Israel as a fascist country. It always has, since 1949 when it was established. They don't care about the Holocaust. They don't care about the Jews had to have a place to live in this world. They see Israel as a military dictatorship run by a heinous man, Netanyahu, and it doesn't matter who the leader is, they just don't like it, and that the Arabs and the Palestinians are persecuted. That's the genesis of this. And today, these people don't know anything. They don't know what difference between a Sunni and a Shia. They don't know what the Palestinians are. They don't know anything, these demonstrators. Eric Eisenhower, Dallas, Texas. Hey, Bill, a month ago, you said your intuition was telling you something big was going to happen between now and November 4th. Is the Iran attack on Israel a big thing? Not even close. It's a big event, but it's not a election-altering event. Paul Cranley, on the message board, if you are a premium or concierge member, you get to interact with everything on the message board. So it's another reason to sign up. Here's the dilemma, Bill. As the left does more and more incredible damage to the country, how will we ever become one nation again? It'll take unbelievable leadership to bring us together, or a common threat. You know, 9/11 brought the country together. So that's what it would take. Credible leadership and or a common threat. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 249 years ago today, three Americans were captured and released by British troops. The Redcoats were unaware that the men had secretly dispatched news of the impending English invasion in Massachusetts. Here is the true story behind the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Mr. Revere was hired by the Patriots in 1774 as a, quote, express rider to carry news and messages across New England. By day, the 40-year-old worked as a silversmith and part-time dentist in Boston. On April 18, 1775, a group called the Sons of Liberty summoned Paul Revere. His task? Ride to the towns of Lexington and Concord, warning Samuel Adams, who was there, of the British march to Massachusetts. If Revere was delayed, captured, or killed, he instructed clergy in Boston's Christ Church to post a secret message in the steeple. Two lanterns meant the English planned to row by sea across the Charles River. One lantern meant they would head west by land. At midnight, Paul Revere left Boston on horseback. On April 19th, he reached Samuel Adams, telling him, quote, "The regulars are coming out." Revere was soon joined by fellow patriots William Dawes and Samuel Prescott. While leaving Lexington, the group was apprehended by a British patrol. Dawes and Prescott escaped. Paul Revere was detained. The English eventually freed him, but confiscated his horse. An exhausted Revere returned to Lexington on foot in time to witness the final hour of the battle there. English soldiers were easily defeated by a small group of patriots, and the American Revolution had begun. Later in life, Paul Revere became a maker of bells. He died in Boston at the age of 83. And here's something else you might not know. Today, Paul Revere's house is still standing and is the most visited private home in the USA. The tour concludes inside the stable where the Patriot began his famous midnight ride. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.